This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Over the last 14-plus months, work down at Heritage Point and Canalside has been inactive, but developer Nick Sinatra remains adamant that the project will resume soon, sometime this summer, and that the project will get done. Just your thoughts in terms of where things stand with that project right now and how you see things playing out.
Yeah, I'm going to take Nick for his word and trust that construction will resume at Canalside at Heritage Point in my district because Heritage Point is an incredibly important turning point for Canalside. It's a large-scale development that'll bring more residential density to Canalside, but it ultimately plays to the socioeconomic diversity that we need down at Canalside in order for it to thrive. You know, in Buffalo, oftentimes we develop only for the rich or for the poor, and there's people that are middle class that are making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 that want to live in our urban core. They want to live on our waterfront. And we know that if we're going to have a successful downtown and waterfront and urban core, that we need to have a strong residential component. And so the state of New York knew that 7 years ago and has provided the developer resources and time to be able to get this up and going. And you know, yes, the delays are, you know, very frustrating. But the first fact that I want to point out is that if the developer does not stay in the project, that'll just delay progress further. So we have to stick with what we got and get it done. And so I'm going to take Mr. Sinatra for his word that we will start seeing construction happen at that site.
Are you confident that work can resume at some point this summer and that we can actually have Heritage Point being done and being a resource for the community?
I do. I want to say I want to stay confident for taking the developer at his word after a lot of negotiations that happened between the developer and the state to be able to provide a $4 million loan so that they could secure other funding to close the project. And we need to get this done together.
Now, I do believe there is some talk that if at some point progress isn't continued to be made, that the state can jump back in with this. I know that there was a partnership with the state with this project. How does that necessarily work here?
So the relationship between the state and the Canal Harbor Association or agency and the developer, they do have a written agreement that if the developer does not meet certain benchmarks, that the structure and the project can then revert back to the state for them to then find a new developer. But I want to remind folks is, you know, that might be something that is wanted by some to say we want to get something done, but that breakup would just delay this construction timeline longer. And then ultimately, what other developer would we find that would want to take a project that's, you know, half done? So we really need to stick behind this developer and to get this done and just make sure that we're holding everyone accountable, that if the timeline is the end of June and July, that it is. Because I think that this is the last hurdle before others have to come back to the table and figure out who can get the project done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.